And now back up to the top of the card, and Eric Harper, who has been pretty good for the Rafters, albeit in limited action. He's been able to work on base specifically. He's taken his walks, he's got his hits, and trying to keep things rolling along. Last game, he went 1-for-3 with two walks, but that was back on July 6th against Madison. He did not play in yesterday's game as the first pitch is fouled back to bring it 0-1. Up for the second time this game, and he struck out looking back in the first, hoping not for the same deal here in a pickoff attempt back to first base, and Luke Skinner slides back in safely to the bag. 0-1 the count with two on and two out. The Rafters trying to take the lead back and Harper into a key situation. 0-1 count, it's hit up the middle towards center field, and that gets down for a hit. RBI single for Eric Harper. Three straight hits for the Rafters as they take the lead 2-1 here in the top of the second. Skinner remains at second base, but the Rafters have taken the lead. And it brings up Kareem Arusevic with runners on first and second and two away here in the top of the second. The Rafters finally able to score a couple of runs, but they want to make it more. First pitch on the way. This one is hit well, and that will get down in front of center field. Here comes Skinner from third. Throw on home. It is in time. They got him at the plate. Oh, man. What a throw from center field from Christian Smith Johnson. And they get Luke Skinner out at the plate. So the Rafters just score the one run, although they have four hits in the inning. There were no errors, and the Rafters left two on base. We head to the bottom of the second. It's 2-1 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New Mexico rolled out its automatic voter registration system July 1st, allowing citizens to conveniently register to vote or change residency information while at the DMV. Across the country, New Hampshire's legislature may burden its elderly and disabled absentee voters by requiring copies of ID when voting by mail and citizenship papers when registering by mail. New Mexico passed a sweeping voting rights bill, HB 4, in 2023. Among its provisions was automatically registering citizens to vote at the motor vehicle division, previously only an option. AVR has been successful in other states in registering younger voters and may expand registrations of the state's native voters as well. Local election officials will send newly registered voters their voting districts and precincts and how to opt out if they choose. New Hampshire, despite having next to no fraud, abuse, or non-citizen voting, has gone the other direction. Legislators sent bills to Governor Kelly Ayotte mandating proof of citizenship be sent with absentee registrations and that absentee voters must include copies of an approved ID or have their signature notarized. Such onerous rules adversely affect seniors and disabled voters who may not be able to make copies, and younger voters and college students who may not have ready access to those documents. Voter fraud and non-citizen voting are extremely rare, and such rules serve to keep more eligible voters from voting than ineligible ones. I'm Brian Beal.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Not too bad of a second inning for the Rafters so far. They were able to take the lead 2-1 in the bottom of the second, and Seth Spencer back out to work for Wisconsin Rapids. Spencer, the left-hander on the mound, he'll lead off things against Jake Berkland, the right-handed hitting shortstop for the Woodchucks. It's Berkland, Smith Johnson, and Noah Malone due up, and the first pitch misses inside for Berkland to bring the count 1-0. And Berkland has been struggling comparatively to the rest of this Wausau roster. And you talk about the way that Wausau has looked this year, it has been incredible. That pitch misses inside. It's now 2-0. As a team, the Woodchucks entered today batting 278 with an 810 OPS. Two is in there for strike number one, brings the count 2-1. And specifically against the Rafters this season, The Woodchucks are batting 354 with a 994 OPS. Grounder is fouled off of the shoe of Bertori is, and now moves 2-2. So the Woodchucks, safe to say, they have enjoyed their time against the Rafters this season. One on the season series. And specifically, you're looking at a couple of guys that have really stood out. I mean, a few guys have that over 1,000 OPS. Noah Malone, 1,250 in his couple of games against the Rafters, as this pitch is fouled back by Jake Berkland to keep it 2-2. And Berkland looking a little more at him in games against the Rafters. He made his debut playing against the Rafters yesterday. It's the first game against Wisconsin Rapids, as this one is grounded foul down the first base line and keeps the count 2-2. He ended up going 0-for-4 in that game. But he did score a run because he was hit by a pitch and came around to score. So looking to get back on the right track here, and him and Christian Smith-Johnson on deck. Smith-Johnson, man, he's been incredible this season. 2-2 count is grounded foul down the third baseline, and once again, Berkland staying alive. Still trying to keep rolling along on the mound for in that first inning, but only allowed one run. 2-2 count, misses outside. It's now 3-2, and the pitch count continues to get higher and higher. This will be pitch number 9 of the plate appearance coming up from Jake Berkland. And the pitch on the way home gets a swing and a foul tip that is caught behind the plate by Barajas. Strike number 3, and, well, getting an appeal down here, and they're going to say that it dropped. So initially said it was a strikeout. Junior Barajas saying, hey, I caught that. And now the umpire to meet to come to a conclusion. Home plate umpire Keegan Kula had initially called it a strikeout, but first base umpire Oswald Milo said, So now they'll discuss things and see whether or not Jake Berkland gets another pitch to see. That would be Spencer's first strikeout of the game if they stick the same call. Discussion here, they are still talking things over, and, well, the Rafters really hoping for him to get the strikeout. And so waiting for the call here. They are going to call it a foul. So Jake Berkland still up at the plate. He did not strike out. And here comes pitch number 10 of the plate appearance. Seth Spencer trying to work up there. And the 3-2 count is ripped over the left side. Picked up at shortstop. Harper off. Bounced over the first and got it in time. 6-3 on the putout. And Spencer does eventually win that battle on the ground out. One up, one down in the second inning. And it brings up Christian Smith-Johnson to the plate. With nobody on and one away in the bottom of the second, 2-1, the Rafters lead. Christian Smith-Johnson, a.k.a. CSJ, the center fielder for the Woodchucks, one of those four All-Stars, and the first pitch to him is going to miss a little bit low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Smith-Johnson, you go back to last game against the Rafters, it was a surprisingly poor showing from him as the 1-0 count is in there, called for strike number one, moves it 1-1. Smith-Johnson 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts and a double play as he tries to put a bunt down but fouls it back. And the reason I say it's so surprising is because he is still batting 400 against the Rafters this season. Even after that performance. I mean, he was 8-for-16 entering the evening and against the Rafters this season. He has been certainly a thorn in their side as the 1-2 count misses high to bring it 2-2. Well, Jeremy Jones able to get 6 strikeouts in the game yesterday. He was really feeling good out there, and Seth Spencer not pitching as efficiently as Jones was. Even though Jones had allowed more runs, Spencer has been pitching more inefficiently. Grounder over toward short, picked up by Harper. He'll throw on to first. Got him in time. Another 6-3 put out, and that's 2-up, 2-down in the second inning. Brings up Noah Malone with the bases empty and 2 away in the bottom of the second. Malone, the right fielder for the Woodchucks. He's a right-handed hitter, and that makes it a righty-lefty matchup with the man on the mound. Seth Spencer this season still looking for that second win. He had finally gotten in the win column yesterday. The Rafters had started the season 0-6 in games that he started, but hadn't always been his fault. As the first pitch on the way to Malone misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. It's basically the opposite of Nolan Bernard. Bernard has won every single game that, well, he hasn't won the game, but the Woodchucks have won every single game that Bernard has pitched in. Seth Spencer, it had been up until his win yesterday that the Rafters had lost. 1-0 count, that's high for ball number two. Sorry, the win his last time out, that was back on July 3rd. Back at home against the Lakeshore, he went 5 2/3 innings, allowing just 1 unearned run on 4 hits, 5 walks, but he had 5 strikeouts. 2-0 count, misses again, now 3-0, and Seth Spencer, his pitch count continuing to raise up. He's at 41 pitches on the night, and on the 3-0 count, it's right down the middle to bring it 3-1. Malone up for the second time this game. He is 1-for-1. He singled to lead off that first inning. 3-1 count on the way home. Gets fouled off towards the right side of the field, and now the count full. So 6th pitch of the plate appearance coming up next for Noah Malone. And even though Seth Spencer has only seen 3 batters, this will be his 21st pitch of the inning, and that one misses inside for ball number 4. And the second walk of the game for the Rafters starter is it sends Noah Malone to first with 2 outs in the bottom of the second. Brings up Dylan Schlatter back, trying to extend the inning. Schlatter back, the right-handed hitting third. He is 0-for-1 in the game. He hit into a double play back in that first inning. First pitch to him is popped up middle of the infield and running over to it, Arusevic. He's on the mound. He'll make the catch. That is out number 3. And, well, not too much going for the Woodchucks in the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 left on base, and we head to the top of the third. It's 2-1 Rafters here on Wisconsin Rapids.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Hey,
The top of the third inning coming your way here on WFHR as the Rafters look to build on their already one-run lead, but still a tight game as it's 2-1. The Rafters up. They scored one run in each of the first two innings and held the Woodchucks scoreless in the bottom of the second. Seth Spencer looking to keep rolling along, and on the mound for the Woodchucks, Zach Wyatt still, the right-handed pitcher who started the game, and it's a broken bat that goes flying, but the ball goes over to first base, picked up off the ground, and it's a three unassisted ground out for Junior Barajas. Brings up Madinaco to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the top of the third, and Madinaco, the right-handed hitting second baseman, up for the second time this game. He had a go-ahead RBI back in the first inning. It was the double that sent Kareem Arusevic home from second. First pitch on the way home. It is in there for strike number one. Akko, the batter from Fordham University, California native, and the 0-1 count is taken upstairs for ball number one. Now 1-1 the count. Carson McIntyre's on deck. He's also due up this inning. And Akko swings and misses at the second pitch to make it 1-2 the count. Akko, he had been struggling a little bit against right-handers this season. That's what I had been talking about back in the first inning, but he proceeded to hit a double. 1-2 count is hit over towards right field, and, well, he continues to prove me wrong. He gets a base hit single there with one out in the third inning. His second hit of the game, he's now 2-for-2 and brings up Carson McIntyre with one on and one out in the top of the third. Rafters already up 2-1, and that's their sixth hit of the game. Wow. The Rafters had four hits in that second inning, only managed the one run, but those four hits all came consecutively as this one hit to the left side. Could be 2-5-4-3 double play. They got him, and that does it for the third inning. Very efficient inning for Zach Wyatt as the Rafters, no runs on the one hit. There were no errors and nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the third. It's 2-1 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the third coming your way here on WFHR. Thanks for joining us tonight. Is Seth Spencer getting back out there, ready to roll along for the third inning and trying to keep rolling along. The left-hander from California comes back to the mound. He's a guy from Hope International and, well, followed over with Coach Ziggy, and I talked to him a little bit a couple days ago on the pregame show for our pregame interview, and was talking to him about his arrival in Wisconsin Rapids as he leads off against Max Galvin with a first pitch strike. Galvin, the left-handed hitting left fielder, it's a lefty-lefty matchup to lead off the inning. It'll be Galvin, Max Solis Jr., and Dom Rodriguez due up as the 0-1 misses to bring it 1-1. Galvin drew a walk back in the first inning, came around to score the one run of the game for the Woodchucks as this one is popped foul and straight back out of play. 1-2 the count. Seth Spencer. Man, I tell you what, this guy started the season on a hot streak, hit a little bit of a cold spell, and then as of late, he still looked good, and 1-2 count is taken just a bit outside, and now 2-2 the count. Going back to what I was saying, you know, he was talking about working with the coaches at Hope International and hadn't necessarily worked with Ziggy, but trusted his pitching coach as that one misses to bring it 3-2. And his pitching coach said, yeah, this is a good guy to go for, as here's a base hit to right field, and Max Galvin ends up on first base with a full count hit. It's the second time he's reached, and it puts a runner on first with nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. Rafters up 2-1, and Seth Spencer looking to keep the lead there. Well, he's getting plenty of experience now after failing to pitch this past season, and really, he was working out Hope International as the first pitch is in there for strike number one to Max Solis Jr. So Spencer did get a little bit of action, but not in game, as this one is a pop-up but straight back and out of play, now an 0-2 count. Max Solis Jr., the right-handed hitter at the plate, it's a righty-lefty matchup, and Solis, 1-for-1 on the game. You look at this season against right-handed hitters, and maybe surprisingly so, Seth Spencer has actually been a lot better against righties than he has against lefties. Pickoff move back to first base, and that keeps Galvin where he's at. 0-2 count. It's fouled back by Solis to keep it 0-2. Max Solis Jr., one of those all-stars for the Woodchucks. He's already showing off that ability. Had a home run in yesterday's game as well. 0-2 count. Misses inside for ball number one. A 1-2 count. And well, Max Solis Jr., him and Max Galvin both had home runs in yesterday's game. Max Galvin was chosen for the post-game interview as this one is well hit towards deep right center field. Back out there is Clayton. He'll make the catch for out number one. One away in the bottom of the third inning, and it keeps Max Galvin on first base. And well, to finish up that story with Max Solis, post-game, I was talking with our TV broadcaster, Fletcher Anderson, and he said, yeah, Max Solis kind of came up to us afterwards, said, you got the wrong Max, kind of joking around about it. And Galvin said, nah, they got the right one. Runner taking off from first, Galvin, but it's a foul away by Dom Rodriguez to bring the count 0-1, and Galvin goes back to first base. So Galvin trying to at least get the stolen base on Max Solis, knowing that Solis is a good hitter, and there's a good chance that Solis will try and match Galvin. The two of them kind of in a battle for who will have the better stat line. 0-1 the count. On the way home, it is low for ball number one, a 1-1 count. And well, I assume Max Galvin wasn't just stealing the base for that purpose, but probably would have enjoyed that tidbit of box score stat as a broken bat is hit towards the left side and gets through to left field. So a single for Dom Rodriguez, and it puts two on with only one out in the bottom of the third. Dom Rodriguez, his second hit of the game, and it brings up Josh Arquette with runners on first and second and only one out in the bottom of the third. Arquette, the right-handed hitting DH, it's a righty-lefty matchup with the man on the mound. And Arquette a chance to tie the game up with a base hit to the outfield with that runner in scoring position. First pitch to him misses in the turf for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Marquette 1-for-1 on the game. He singled back in the first inning. Comes from Panola Community College. Just a freshman there and looking to show off his hitting ability as the 1-0 count is swung on and missed for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Arquette didn't play in the game yesterday, but he's made two appearances for the Woodchucks this season. This is his third game of the year. 1-1 count on the way home. Misses inside and gets away from Barajas. Not able to locate it. It's up the first base line, but now he'll get to it, but not before the runners each advanced a base ahead. Dom Rodriguez over to second base, and Max Galvin over to third. So two runners in scoring position now. That puts the tying runner on third, the go-ahead runner on second for the Woodchucks. Still only one out in the bottom of the third. Spencer fires, and it's fouled down the third baseline towards the Woodchucks dugout. 1-2 the count. Arquette trying to work it here. Here's the pitch from Spencer and gets another foul ball. Still a 2-2 count. Cade Baldridge is on deck, and well, Arquette certainly fighting to stay alive up at the plate. Spencer has not walked too many batters, just the two so far this game. 2-2 count is taken inside for ball number three, now a 3-2 count. And in these deep counts, Spencer has been looking good this game. 3-2 count is hit well towards left field, back at the wall, turning. This one is out of here. Josh Arquette, a three-run shot, and it makes it a 4-2 Wausau lead. Oh, man. Absolutely crushed by Josh Arquette. A three-run shot, his second hit of the game, and makes it a two-run Woodchucks lead. Well, the Rafters knew that they weren't going to be able to hold this offense of the Woodchucks down for too long. The Woodchucks are a very high-powered offense, and you're seeing just why right there. That, a big home run for Josh Arquette. Now at the plate, Cade Baldridge swings and misses at the first one. 0-1 the count, and the 0-1 count is again taken low for ball number one, a 1-1 count. The Woodchucks had two home runs in the game yesterday. Both came in the seventh and ninth innings as this one is popped up right side of the infield in foul territory. Arusevic over to it, and he will make the catch for out number two. Second out in the bottom of the third inning. It's 4-2 Woodchucks, and it brings up Jake Berkland to the plate with the bases empty. Well, Seth Spencer not getting the appearance he was hoping for, and this has been the case for the Rafters really last three starts. First pitch on the way showing bunt, and Berkland pulls back as it misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Noah Marschke, Jeremy Jones, and Seth Spencer between each of their previous three outings, as this pitch is in there for strike number one, they had allowed a combined one earned run, each of them going at least four innings. But in their nexus, the last time out for each of them, that one missing high, 2-1 the count. Marschke really got hit hard a couple days ago. Only able to go three innings. 2-1 count is hit up the middle towards center field, running up on it, sliding, and Clayton is able to make the catch. Oh, yeah. Out number three, and Royce Clayton Jr. makes the play, but three runs come across, on three hits. There were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. 4-2, the Woodchucks lead, and we head to the top of the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, not the bottom of the third inning that the Rafters were hoping for, as they allowed the three runs on the three-run shot from Josh Arquette. And for Arquette, that was his first home run of the season, as he also picked up his first RBIs of the year, all three of them coming on one hit. Now into the top of the fourth inning, it's 4-2 Woodchucks, and the first pitch on the way to Royce Clayton Jr. misses for ball number one. A 1-0 count, and Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Zach Wyatt still on the mound for the Woodchucks. 1-0 count on the way, misses for ball number two, and it's now a 2-0 count. Clayton 0-for-1 in the game. He grounded out to first back in the second. It was a 3-unassisted putout. 2-0 count coming home is taken for strike number one. Now 2-1 the count. Royce Clayton Jr., center fielder for the Rafters. His last game, it was 2 days ago back against Madison, where he went 0-for-4 and sends one into left center field. Back into the gap, but tracked down by the left fielder, Max Galvin, for out number one. One up, one down in the top of the fourth, and it brings up Landon Gass to the plate with one away and the bases empty. Still down 4-2, and Gass, the right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Zach Wyatt still on the mound. Wyatt threw just six pitches in that third inning. The Rafters swinging early in counts have allowed opposing pitchers to really stay efficient, as this one is hit towards center field, and that one gets down for a hit. So Landon Gass, first pitch swinging, and he picks up a one-out single. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with one on and one out in the top of the fourth inning. Kobayashi, 1-for-1 in the game. He singled on the first pitch he saw in the second inning. First one on the way from Wyatt now, and he'll take that for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Didn't like that pitch. And normally, Hiroto Kobayashi is a guy that likes to take his pitches, make sure that he has a clean one, as a pickoff attempt over to first base is not in time. Gass slides head first back into the bag. So 0-1 the count still to the right-handed hitter from Japan, is the 0-1 count. Misses ball number one. 1-1 the count. Luke Skinner on deck. And Kobayashi started off a slew of four straight hits for the Rafters back in that second inning. Another pickoff move back to first base, but once again, Gaz back in plenty of time. One and one the count. With the runner on first, pitch on the way home is hit high out towards right field, running over to it. Not too much movement, and the right fielder Malone will bring it in for out number two. So that's the second out for the Rafters in the top of the fourth inning, and it keeps Landon Gaz on first base as Luke Skinner steps up to the plate. And Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman, up for the second time this game, mentioned it earlier. Slew of four straight hits, and Skinner was part of that. Had the single in the second inning that sent Kobayashi over to third base. So now Skinner looking to pick up another hit here. He's entered this game batting just 157 and swings and misses at that one to make it 0-1. And Skinner has had a couple of big games for the Rafters, but still looking for that huge game, especially since that return from injury. 0-1 count on the way, misses outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. Skinner had a dislocated rib that had been popping in and out over the start of the season, and, well, of course, he had to go get that fixed, and spent about a month out of the lineup as the 1-1 count is fouled back to bring it 1-2. And, well, Skinner was always with the team. I mean, he stayed around with the Rafters even through it while he was recovering. And everything outside of that six-game road trip, he did have to go back home to, of course, have it fixed. 1-2 count is a grounder towards first, but foul, and it remains 1-2. Skinner, always a high-energy guy for the Rafters. Such a good guy to have out there. Comes from Loyola Marymount University. Third baseman for Wisconsin Rapids. And with the lefty-righty matchup, he does enjoy right-handed pitching. 1-2 count is taken low. That's ball number two, a 2-2 count. Runner stays on first as Max Solis Jr. had to block the pitch. So now 2-2 the count, and of course, left-handed hitters do tend to prefer right-handed pitching, but for Skinner especially so. So he'll take this pitch and ground it towards first, down the first baseline, and foul to remain 2-2. So seventh pitch of the plate appearance comes up next as Skinner keeps fighting up there. And Luke Skinner, looking at his numbers against right-handed pitching, 646 OPS, and recently hasn't been his best stretch, but it's been better than against lefties. And back in the second, 2-2 count on the way home is sent high in the air. And it will be number three. So the rounds, one hit, no errors, and one left. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's still 4-2 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and we bring you back in as the Raptors trail 4-2 against the Wausau Woodchucks in the bottom of the fourth. Christian Smith-Johnson, Noah Malone, and Dylan Schlotterbeck leading things off. That is a rough part of the order for Seth Spencer to be facing. Smith-Johnson, the nine-hole batter, getting things started. The right-handed hitting center fielder to him is called for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Two of the three batters due up are all-stars, and Dylan Schlotterbeck, the only one who isn't. He has been incredible in his own right. 0-1 count, misses a little bit low for ball number one, now a 1-1 count, and Schlotterbeck certainly up there in the most talented players list that you might have from that voting form is the 1-0 count, misses for ball number two, now 2-1 to Christian Smith-Johnson. And CSJ, he went 6-3 on the last time out and crushes this one, but foul down the left field line. Now a 2-2 count. Grounded out 6-3 back in the second inning, and that's his only plate appearance so far today. Against the Raptors, between yesterday and today, he is now 0-5 with three strikeouts. 2-2 count. This one is hit high in the air, but once again fouled, and it remains 2-2. He'll see his sixth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. And well, the All-Star game coming up just about a week from today, I think. 2-2 count. It's skied in the air towards straightaway center field running up. He is under it and makes the catch for out number one. Christian Smith-Johnson, something's been figured out about him as the Raptors pitching really shutting him down right now, and it brings up Noah Malone with the bases empty and one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Woodchuck's still up two runs, but Malone could change that real quick. Malone this season for the Woodchucks batting .372 entering this game. He's already 1-for-1 with a walk. First pitch, a check swing, he didn't go, and it's a 1-0 count. Malone has already five home runs on the season and sends this one high and foul down that left field line. And now a 1-1 count. Malone drew a walk his last time up back in the second inning, and he singled in the first. He's seen six pitches in each of his plate appearances. 1-1 count is grounded back in towards the backstop as it moves to a 1-2 count. Noah Malone trying to keep things rolling along and going up still against Seth Spencer. Rather surprising to see him back out there. He's now up to 82 pitches, and again misses that one to make it 2-2. And Seth Spencer trying to keep going through this one, and another foul ball as Noah Malone will see his sixth pitch of the plate appearance yet again. So still a 2-2 count. And the pitch from Spencer coming in. It's hit up the middle, right back into the glove of Spencer. He'll field and throw over to first and got him on the 1-3 putout. Two up, two down in the fourth inning. Brings up Dylan Schlatter back with the bases empty in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rafters still down 4-2, but Seth Spencer has retired the last four consecutive batters, although his pitch count getting up to 85 now. And I got to imagine this is his last inning for the Rafters. And Mike Spears going out to do a temperature check on Spencer as they check to see if he's got what it takes to return for this next batter. Dylan Schlatterback, I mentioned it earlier, he has been incredible in his own right, batting 302 in 42 games this season. And man, if he was up for a different position, he'd probably be an all-star. 36 RBIs on the season, but he was just at a stacked position on the ballot. Schlatterback, an 872 OPS on the year as well. Right-handed hitter against the lefty on the mound. Base is still empty, and the first pitch to him is fouled high and away to bring it 0-1. 0-2 in the game, and for Schlatterback, trying to keep the inning alive here. Look at him against the Rafters. He's certainly been able to do some damage, and a fly ball out towards center field. It's caught by Royce Clayton Jr., and that is out number three. So three up, three down in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Seth Spencer, a shutout fourth. As we head to the top of the fifth, it's still 4-2 WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Everybody, and welcome back into the top of the fifth inning as the Rafters trail 4-2, but still a close one here in Wausau as the Rafters look to make a comeback against the Woodchucks. Leading things off in the fifth inning for Wisconsin Rapids, it's Eric Harper still taking on Zach Wyatt on the mound for the Woodchucks. First pitch missed for a ball, and the second one in there called for a strike. 1-1 the count. It'll be Harper, Arusevic, and Barajas due up in the top of the fifth inning. The 1-1 count, a check swing, but it missed low. It's ball number two. Now 2-1 the count, and Harper 1-for-2 in the game. He had an RBI single back in the second inning. That's the last run that the Rafters scored. 2-1 count on the way home is ripped down the right field line, but foul as it went over the glove of first baseman Dom Rodriguez. And So now a 2-2 count to Harper, right-handed hitter from NOC Tonkawa, Northern Oklahoma College. Now a 2-2 count on the way home. Swing and a miss. Strike number three. It's the second time Harper has struck out this game. And it brings up Kareem Arusovic with one out and the bases empty in the top of the fifth. Still 4-2, the Woodchucks lead. The Rafters scored their two runs in the first and second innings. One run in the first came around on the RBI double from Matanaco, and the other one, as mentioned, the RBI single from Eric Harper. Now at the plate, Kareem Arusovic, and the first pitch to him is called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Arusovic, left-handed hitting first baseman. He is 1-for-1 on the game after singling his last time up. 0-1 count. This one is ripped over to right on the ground and picked up at second base. Throw on to first. And it's a 4-3 putout for out number two. Two up, two down in the fifth inning. Zach Wyatt has looked incredible for the Woodchucks so far. He entered the fifth inning at just 50 pitches. And right now, Junior Barajas up at the plate while Zach Wyatt has thrown just 57. First pitch to Barajas, misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Barajas, the left-handed hitting catcher, he is 0-for-2 on the game, and the 1-0 count misses low and outside, now 2-0. Barajas still riding that hot streak for the Rafters. He's picked up a hit in all seven of his games so far, but not yet tonight. Watches the 2-0 count go right down the middle for strike number one, a 2-1 count, and hasn't seen all too many walks for the Rafters. Every time, he's getting a pitch that he can hit. 2-1 count, it's a swing and a miss to bring it 2-2, and Barajas fighting to stay alive here. His last time up, grounded out to first base on a three unassisted putout. And then it was a pop out to shortstop back in the first. Swings and misses at this pitch for strike number three. And, well, Zach Wyatt continues to deal here in the fifth. Three up, three down. He had two there. And that one, the fourth strikeout of the game. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 4-2 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures one in three adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And the new pitcher into the game for the Rafters after Seth Spencer checks out is Jace Barajas. Barajas making his Rafters debut, just a freshman from Saddleback College, one of the four guys coming over from the California-based university, junior college, I should say. And, well, Barajas taking on the first batter of the bottom of the fifth inning, and the first pitch misses for ball number one. Jace Barajas, brother of Junior Barajas, who is behind the plate currently. So the brother battery duo, and on the 1-0 count, it's in there for strike number one, 1-1 the count. Max Galvin up at the plate, left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup. 1-1 count, also in there. Strike number two, now a 1-2 count. And Jace Barajas, a guy who's got a quick fastball, 91 miles an hour on his last one that he threw. 1-2 count, swing and a foul ball, straight back again. Stays a 1-2 count. Sixth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next to Max Galvin. Barajas, right-hander who, well, he's basically followed around Junior his whole collegiate career as the 2-2. Left center field, should be plenty of time, and Gaz is under it. He'll make the catch. That is out number one. One up, one down for Jace Barajas in his Rafters debut. One of those second half guys for the Rafters. And well, the 2025 season for him, a good one at Saddleback. Had a 3.50 ERA during his freshman year, splitting time as both a starter and a bullpen arm. Had two saves and also had seven starts. Max Solis Jr. now at the plate, right-handed hitter. Takes that one for a ball, and now a 2-0 count. Solis 1-for-2 on the game. He flew out to center field back in the third inning and singled in the first. 2-0 count in there for strike number one. 2-1 the count now, and Solis trying to keep staying strong as the pitch there misses inside. A 3-1 count. Barajas fires. It's sent over to shortstop. Picked up by Harper. He'll throw it. It's a little off the line, but easily picked up. And stepping on the bag is Arusevic for out number two. Two up, two down. Fifth inning, Jace Barajas still looking pretty strong, and it brings up Dom Rodriguez with two away, and the base is empty in the bottom of the fifth. Still a two-run Woodchucks lead, and Rodriguez, the right-handed hitting first baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup. Junior Barajas out of San Diego, California, misses that one for ball number one, a 1-0 count, and you know, a funny story, you go back to earlier today, the battery duo of Junior and Jace, well, they're familiar with each other, obviously, as that pitch is in there, called for strike number one, 1-1 the count. Jace was actually behind the dish, though, with Junior Barajas testing out his arm. That one missing. It's now a 2-1 count. This was pregame a little bit, just after batting practice. I was going down to do the pregame interview with Kareem Marusevic and kind of spotted the two of them as the 2-1 count misses for ball number three, a 3-1 count. And Jace, he was kind of, you know, back there just catching the pitches. And this one, again, taken low for ball number four. First base runner allowed by Jace Barajas. And Dom Rodriguez on for the third time this game. Brings up Josh Arquette with a runner on first and two away in the bottom of the fifth inning. And, well, finishing up that story about the Barajas brothers, the entire team was kind of watching. The guys that were over there, they were all around. They were cheering on. Junior said, oh, yeah, that's the pitch we're looking for. And kind of making fun of this situation is the first pitch to Josh Arquette is in there for strike number one. So now the roles reverse. Jace back into his natural pitching position and Junior back behind the plate. Owen won the count. Runner on first base with two away. It's a soft grounder up to the mound. Jace Barajas is there. He'll throw over to first and got him in time for out number three. Goes 1-3. It kind of looked like a foot race right there between Jason Jr., but it was Jace who got to the ball first and got the out. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the top of the sixth inning, and it is 4-2 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells me,
James, leave that where it is.
It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the sixth inning coming your way.